George, you take a good big drink.
He smiled happily. George unslung his bindle and dropped it gently on the bank. I ain't sure it's good water, he said. Looks kind of scummy. Lenny dabbled his big paw in the water and wiggled his fingers so that the water rose in little splashes. Rings widened across the pool to the other side and came back again. Lenny watched them go.
Look, George. Look what I done.
George knelt beside the pool and drank from his hand with quick scoops. Tastes all right, he admitted. Don't really seem to be running, though. You never ought to drink water when it ain't running, Lenny, he said hopelessly. You'd drink out of a gutter if you was thirsty. He threw a scoop of water into his face and rubbed it about with his hand, under his chin and around the back of his neck. Then he replaced his hat, pushed himself back from the river, drew up his knees, and embraced them. Lenny, who had been watching, imitated George exactly. He pushed himself back, drew up his knees, embraced them, looked over to George to see whether he had it just right. He pulled his hat down a little more over his eyes, the way George's hat was. George stared morosely at the water. The rims of his eyes were red with sun glare. He said angrily, "We could just as well have rode clear to the ranch if that bastard bus driver knew what he was talking about. Just a little stretch down the highway," he says. "Just a little stretch. Goddamn near 4 miles, that's what it was. Didn't want to stop at the ranch gate, that's what. Too goddamn lazy to pull up. Wonder he isn't too damn good to stop at Soledad at all. Kicks us out and says, just a little stretch down the road. I bet it was more than 4 miles. Damn hot day." Lenny looked timidly over to him.
"George?"
"Yeah, what you want?"
"Where are we going, George?"
The little man jerked down the brim of his hat and scowled over at Lenny. "So you forgot that already, did you? I gotta tell you again, do I? Jesus Christ, you're a crazy bastard."
"I forgot,"
Lenny said softly.
"I tried not to forget. Honest to God, I did, George."
"Okay. Okay, I'll tell you again. I ain't got nothing to do. Might as well spend all my time telling you things, and then you forget them, and then I tell you again."
"Tried and tried," said Lenny. "But it didn't do no good. I remember about the rabbits, George."
"Hell with the rabbits. That's all you ever can remember is them rabbits." "Okay, now you listen, and this time you got to remember so we don't get in no trouble. You remember sitting in that gutter on Howard Street and watching that blackboard?" Lenny's face broke into a delighted smile.
"Why, sure, George. I remember that. But what'd we do then? I remember some girls come by, and you says, you say..."
"Hell with what I says. You remember about us going into Murray and Reddy's, and they give us work cards and bus tickets?"
"Oh, sure, George. I remember that now."
His hands went quickly into his side coat pockets. He said gently,
"George, I ain't got mine. I must have lost it."
He looked down at the ground in despair. "You never had none, you crazy bastard. I got both of them here. You think I'd let you carry your own work card?" Lenny grinned with relief.
I thought I put it in my side pocket."
His hand went into the pocket again. George looked sharply at him. "What'd you take out of that pocket?"
"Anything in my pocket,"
Lenny said cleverly. "I know there ain't. You got it in your hand. What you got in your hand? Hiding it?"
I got nothing, George. Honest."
"Come on, give it here." Lenny held his closed hand away from George's direction.
"It's only a mouse, George."
"A mouse? A live mouse?"
"Just a dead mouse, George. I didn't kill it. Honest. I found it dead."
"Give it here," said George.
"Oh, leave me have it, George.
Give it here." Lenny's closed hand slowly obeyed. George took the mouse and threw it across the pool to the other side among the brush. "What you want of a dead mouse, anyways?"
"I could pet it with my thumb while we walked along," said Lenny.
"Well, you ain't petting no mice while you walk with me. Remember where we're going now?" Lenny looked startled and then, in embarrassment, hid his face against his knees.
"I forgot again."
"Jesus Christ."